We have to v'alderech ze yuvon sheyesh gam kein ibur sheni. This is in the Maimer of Vayeshev, in the Maimer of Vihine Anachnu Ma'almi Malumim. This is the third part. So over here we were discussing that the Ma'almi Malumim is really the avoida of gathering all the sparks, because all the sparks that are been scattered, and like a bundle, you bundle together different pieces of grain and you tie it together. So this is the level of bringing, tying everything together, bringing it back through the level of bittul. And through the level of bittul, you bring back the alumim. So now he's going to say, this is the avoida of the Bnei Yaakov, of the Shvatim, of all the Shvatim. But now we're going to see that there's a difference between the Shvatim and Yosef, because the Shvatim were in Bria, and from Bria they gathered up all the sparks, brought it up to Malchus the Atzilus. That's Vina Nachnu Ma'almi Malumim Basode. So there is a reference of the Chakal Tapuchim Kaddishin, which is the level of Malchus. That's where the Shvatim are. But Yosef is in Atzilus. And he says that after the elevation to the level of Malchus the Atzilus, there yet needs to be a whole nother level of elevation. That's where Yosef comes in. It comes in that you have a second, just like we gave an example, from the level of Ibur, that when the baby is in the mother's stomach, it's not an independent metzius. It's the same metzius as the mother. It's not something separate. When it comes out, over there it's a metzius by itself. And he says that's also the idea of ma'al malumim, not bundled, also ilmim, that they're quiet. This is level of, it represents bittul. I did it totally miflat leibola, or it means when a person is in the presence of a higher, and he's receiving, and he's totally bottled, he's not a metzius in ganzen for himself, he's not a mashpia, that's why he becomes ilmim, he becomes mute, doesn't speak. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains now, will explain, that after the process of this one ibur, in which they elevated and bring it up to the level of Malchus de Atzilus, which is the level of the Shvatim, which are in Bria, they can bring it up, all the Mayim Nukvin, they can bring it up to Atzilus. Then there's another Hamshocha from Yosef, which makes another Ibur, it goes through again, another Bittul goes through, because over there it goes through what's called a Bittul B'metzius, total existence. Here it's Bittul Hayesh, meaning it's an existence, but it's Bittul. Over there is Bittul B'metzius, and that's why we have the Vatishtachaveno La'alumosi, that they bow to my bundle, because this is the higher level. This is why he's going to explain what Yosef and the Shvatim had a misunderstanding. The Shvatim didn't understand that they have to bow to Yosef, because they thought that they were in the highest Madrega already, that their elevation is it, because they bring up the sparks. But that truth of the matter is not sufficient. There has to be a further level, because that's only Bittul Hayesh, not Bittul Metzius. Let's look inside. So I said, Valderech ze yuvon, sheyesh gam kin ibur sheini. We'll also understand that there's also another ibur. Because the union of ibur over here, as we explained, what does ibur mean? Ibur means a level of bittul, a level of being included in something higher. So just like we have the first level of bittul, we have what's called the ibur sheini. La'achar haleida, after the birth already, there is another ibur. K'meshekosu beitzchai. So what? Why is that? V'hainu bishvil hamshochas moichin de gadlus. We got to bring down the level of Moichin the Godless. Before we said the level of Chochmah, level of Bittul, but here We're talking a higher level of Meichen, the level of Meichen the Godless, level of Chabad the Atzilus. Meichen the Godless is Tzorich Love Mitchila B'chines HaBitl B'tachlis. There has to be first a bit of Bitl B'tachlis. So you have to, before you can get the higher level, you have to be told about V'zehu Ha'ibur Sheni. This is the second pregnancy. So this is a second Ibur. The Hainu, there is Shalachar Shoho Yuloi Meichin. After he has the moichin already, which means the pregnancy was done, and he had already a level of moichin, and he was already able to be mashpil zlosi. So atom is kallel bimchinas ibur b'tachlis habitl. So now he again gets included in total bitl. And he becomes again mute. So that through this bittel should be drawn to him afterwards the great level of Meichin, the Meichin the Godless, from the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, blessed Ein Sof. All this was the service of the Shvatim, what we're saying about the elevation of bringing it up the bittel, the ibur, and bringing it up to malchus, and then later on we need the second level. This is also avodas hashvatim. Then we'll see what Yosef brought in the second level. Kol zoy avodas hashvatim shehein ba'ilam habriya. They were in ilam habriya, so this was their service. That was their service. Levad mi Yosef shu matzil kilekamim yirsa Hashem. Besides Yosef, Yosef is from Atzilus, as we'll see later on. Emir Sashem, that was that he had a different avoda. That was the second level of evil. Hey merkova lebchinas malchus datzilus. They are a merkova to the level of malchus datzilus. We see this where, because we have by Shlomo HaMelech, he built over there the bricha, the description in Tanakh. It says he had 12 cattle, yud beis bakar, and then they had the mayim, the well. So this is a metaphor. The 12 bakar are a metaphor for the 12 shvatim, and the mayim, that's on top of them, that was the level of malchus d'atzilus. They were in bria, and that was higher in them. Those are the 12 bakar that were in the yam shel shleima over their description. Shem yud beis bechinas shabresh abria. The top of bria, the beginning of bria. The top of Bria, there is the 12 Shvatim, that's the 12 Bakar. Vayam Eimed Aleim, and the Yam stands on the 12 Bakar. That's the description of it. Hu B'chinas Malchus D'Atzilus. So they were Bakar, they were the 12, that's why the number 12 corresponds to the 12 Shvatim. And the Yam is on top of them. The Zoi is Iker Avedosom, and therefore their main service, Valoas Man. And bringing up the Maim Nukvim Mehabirudim Shabirubivya from the, by the way, sorted out in Brit Sirisio, Hoya Magia Ad HaMalchus D'Atzilus. They brought it to the Malchus because they were on top of Bria. Yam is on top of them. They brought it up to the Malchus D'Atzilus. Lushom Hoya Nichla Bebchinas Maim Nukvim over there. It entered in a level of Maim Nukvim. Vezeu Ma'almim Alumim B'toy Chasodikinal. This is me. They made the bundle in the field. The soda is what is Malchus. Chakal tupuchim the kaddishim. Kinis kaliil. That's what the Shvatim did. Omnam yodua, but it's known, Shaman. We know that the Maim Nukvim, afo pishekvar nichla bebechinas Malchus, adainu tzorich birusheni. Even though he was already included in Malchus Atzilus, it still needs a second birur to sort it again. Ayidei hamad, through the Maim Dukhurim, through the Ashpoa. Milmailo, Maim Dukhurim, the masculine water, the Sirus of the Layla come from the top, it still needs a second bitter. It's not enough, just one bitter. Buhu Shanim Shach Mad Dzoh, that means that the Maim Dukhurim of Zoh comes down, Libvarer Hamayim, Nukvah the Nukvah. And then that becomes like the union of Yichud, that the male and the female, the Zoh, and the Malchus, the Zoh is considered the Mad, and the Malchus is the Man, that's Zohar Nekev, that's the union of Yichud. When the Zoh is Mashpia to the Malchus. That's the second. Shenimshech
ma'ad zo lebchinas levarer hamad nukva v'zehu inyan yichud zo v'nukva.
This is the unity of zo zeirampin, the midas, and nukva and Malchus, which comes down from Malchus, from zo into Malchus. So why do we need a birur sheni? Why do we need a birur sheni? Why do we need to put the ready Malchus is good. Even though the sparks have been sorted out and they were included with Bechinas Maim Nukvim, in the level of Maim Nukvim, Shu Bechinas Bitl Elokus Kinal, which is a level of bottle unity to Elokus, as we said before, the union of Ibur, we gave the example. The Imkol Zeh, E Efshur Lahem Lisyachit Mamesh Belokus Yisbarach. It's still impossible for them to unite fully with the Elokus Yisbarach. As they were before the Shviras HaKelim, they were mamish godly from the 10 Shviras of the Toyu. They still can't, even though they're Malchus Atzilus, they're still not at the level of being able to be united. You have to reveal to them the revelation of the name of Ma, that's Silus, which means through Zoh, that's the Malchusim, Vayidei Zeh is Baruru Birur Sheni, and through this they are sorted a second time, you know, from Vuhu Ha'iker. That's the main, actually. That Birur, that's the main, the second is the main Birur, because Yan B'Chokhmo Davke is Biriru. That it's Davke and Chokhmo that they are sorted out. Shehu B'china Samad, that's the level of the Mayim Duchurim, and so they get through Zoh. Again, the Sviras HaChokhma that is in Zoh, that comes down to Zoh, is Nimshech to them. Kabirur Rishin Hoyo Rak Shiyeh Behem Bechines Bitl HaYesh. The first Birur was only that they have the Bitl HaYesh. But the V'zehu Rochi Kadayim Elokus Me'oid. This is still very far from godliness, very far of the level of Atzilus. We're here in his garments as one, where this man, a manifestation of Hashem in Atzilus, bichinas bitl amiti. That's a true bitl. Elo aydei shenimshach behem bichinas mad, through being them the level of Maim Dchurim, shuhaoras shem ma, which is a ray of the name of ma levarerom, as nichlalu to sort of nichlu bitlamiti belakus to then they're included the true bitl in elakus. So now he's going to give an example for this inyan. We talk about the second bitter. You have one bitter and then a second bitter. So he gives in avodas haodom in the service of man. Ukemoshul. Ba'odom shemevarer birurim, a person who is mevarer birurim. He sorts out al yidei shoychel v'shoysa. So let's say you eat and you drink, and then v'achach mispal ba'av yira dekoyich zeh shoychel v'shoysa, and then he davens with love and fear through the power that he ate and he drank. So you eat and you drink, and then you daven. You have a great av of yira with the koyich of that drinking, of the eating and drinking. Shenimtzu. Turns out, that the energy of the food and the drink that was there, how their energy fell from the Shviras HaKelim into the food, they were included in the level of his love and fear. No, so I'm asking you, the Rabbi asks, is that love and fear of Hashem that the person experiences, is this already the highest level? It's a level for the person's limited. It's still a person. His love and fear of Hashem is not the highest level. You need later on Nuam Shacha to help that Aviv Yira that you had to really bring it up to a higher level. V'im kol zeh, and yet, notwithstanding this, all this, v'adayin rochek memahus echod ha'emes, he's still far away from the essence of the true oneness of Hashem. You're Aviv Yira. You have a love of Yira, but you're still not by the level of Hashem Echad, in the level of where is unity. Hello. But what happens? Kishal yidei halos mayim nukvim davav yirushaloi. When he brings up his mayim nukvim, your avoida that you do through your avav yirushaloi, nimshuchu loy, then extends to you drichil rechimo milamaylo meis Hashem. Then it comes down to him avav yirushil rechimo. Fear and love, milamaylo from above, Meis Hashem, shetipul olav ema, that falls upon him a dread from above, chulu. Az yuchlulu be'avav yirzu, then this will be included, his avav yira that he created, his man, will be included in that avav yira, shimshach milamaylo mebichinis alakus mamish, that comes from above, milakus mamish. The Eibishter brings down on him a level of Tchil Rechim Olum, and then his Avav Yira get included into that love that comes from the Eibishter. Well, Derech Zeh Biru Sheni Demat. Similar to this is the second Birur of Mayim Duchurim. So when you bring it up to Malchus Da'at Silus, it's still a bit Layesh, and then when you bring down from Zoh down to there, that's going to be the second. That's going to be Yosef HaTzadik, we're going to see. That's the level versus the Shvatim. And he brings out that this is true even if the highest level of Abba Vira is still a human being. Even somebody like Rabbi Akiva. Vafil Rabbi Akiva, Shiyot, Shnishmosi Be'echod. When he was saying Hashem Echod with the whole story in the Gemara over there, that the student said to him, how much, and he says, all my years I've waited to fulfill the Pasuk of Kiddush Hashem, and then he died when he said the word Echod. So that, what could be a greater level of giving away the soul in such ava in Nashir. But if we're talking about Mesir's Nefesh of a created being, that's still distant from Elokus. How are you going to get this to Elokus? There is a ray, comes from Echad Emes, is drawn down to you. And then your Mesiris Nefesh gets included in the level of Echad Mamesh because it comes down from above. V'zehu inyan l'mehevei Echad be'echad. This is the idea, it says to be one in one. What does it mean one in one? Because you already reached the level of your Madrege to be the level of Echad. But this to be Echad be'echad because the real level of Echad. Shemchinas Echad yichud tato. The lower level of Echad, which the person created, or which is the lower level of Malchus, should be Bitla Yesh Nichla, which is Bitla Hayesh, which is the subjugation of Yesh, Nichla B'Yichud Eloh, Bitla Miti, to be the true Bitl. Obchina, so now we're going to say, this is what comes in, Yesu HaTzadik. Obchina, Smaim Tuchudim Zeh, Nimshech Levarer Haman, this level of the Mayim Tchurim that extends to sort out the mind, the Nukva, Zeh Madreges Yosef HaTzadik. That's the level of Yosef HaTzadik. Shehu Bechinas V'Nohor Yoytze Me'eden L'Hashkis HaSagon. He is the level of the river that comes from Eden to give water to the garden. The garden is Malchus. Yosef is the river that flows from Eden, from Chochmah, or from Keser, all the ways, which is in Chochmah, all the ways to the Malchus. Nor Yetzir Ben Shagon, Shagon who bechinas Malchus. Ve'ad Shom Nimshel bechinas Nahara Neviyo Me'Ein Sof Baruch Hu. From there goes the flow from the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Vu bechinas Ha'Ores HaKavuchut. Of there is the shine of the Kavuchut that comes through, as we say, once there was the Tzimtzum that the breaks through from higher from the Ein Sof. B'Shom Mistayim, and it ends over there. Where does it end? It ends in Malchus, by the God. Yeah, it ends by the God, by Malchus. Ve'en Nimshach B'Biyah, but it doesn't go down into Bri Yitzir. L'Kach Hei Ma'alma De Pruta. That's why they are separated worlds. U'Mishom Yipare. That's what it says. The river goes there, and then it spreads out. Then it goes to Foresight. Elo. Yosef who tzaddik, Yosef is a tzaddik. Shemakasher u'mamshich ha'oros ein sof b'biyah. He brings down the ein sof in biyah. V'hainu al yedei shanivroim nichlolim bebechinas man ba'malchus da'atzilus. Now, they are first included. How does he bring it down? Because the Shvatim bring up the Biyah into Malchus, and he brings down into Malchus the Ein Sof. So it turns out that he brings them down the Ein Sof to the Biyah, because now the Biyah is already in Malchus the Atzilus. But Malchus the Atzilus cannot. But Yosef Mamshech Haoros Ein Sof Baruch Hu BeMalchus Levarer Saman Birur Sheni. They should be mamash included in godliness. This haora that shines, the haoras hakav b'chud the ein sof. That's the shining of the kav and the chud of the ein sof. This is the level of the river that goes down to water the gan to go down. So the gan is really malchus, the way it associates also with biyah, because it breaks the second birur in the biyah, which is elevated in malchus. Benimtso, turns out madrega sabiru di yosef ulamaylo ma birur shel shvatim is much higher than the birur of the shvatim. Shabiru shel shvatim ushamaylo man b'malchus d'atzilus, because the shvatim v'der mevarer, they bring up the mayim nukvin, they bring it up in malchus d'atzilus. But dain lo nepach lelakus mamish, he hasn't turned into godless mamish. Ad she Yosef mamshich hamayim d'chudim, until Yosef brings hamayim d'chudim. Shehu haoras eirin sof shemeluvos v'chochma, that this is a shine of the eirin sof which is dressed up in chochma. Shezehu v'nohor yotze me'eden chul. This is that the river goes out from Eden. U'b'chochma is berirur birur beis. The Norgot and the Chokma, they are sorted out a second birur. Vos nichlal haman belukus mamesh. Then the Maim Nukvim gets included mamesh in godliness. Like we said before, the person's Aviv Yira, through bringing mamshich the mad milamayla, gets included, they get mamesh included belukus mamesh. Shehu, his kalut yichud de tato b'yichud de lo. That goes yichud de tato, the lower level, into yichud lo k'nis kalil. So what is the soide? Shehu habirurim mibiyah lehaloisum, that's from biyah to be elevated mevchinas man b'malchus kenal, to bring him up to the level of malchus. But v'yosef atzmei, Yosef himself birur zeirish and gamkin. He actually did this also. He says v'hinei anachnu ma'alma malumim b'toich hasode. So it wasn't that Yosef was different. He also did that part of the Shvatim, bring them up in Biyah. Avshe shorshe mishem ma'adatzilus, even though his shorish is ma'adatzilus, shibchinas hamad, which is the idea of the ma'im d'churim, the hamshocha, avo b'kein, ma'acha shenislabesh l'mata beguf, since he was dressed up in a body, hoyo tzorich levari biruzat tachten gamkin. Kisharecho, just like his other brothers, he needed to sort out the house too. That we are all bundling, that we're all equal, man b'malchus, to bring in the malchus, all the brothers and Yosef. After this birur, the my bundle stood up. That he had a greater elevation now, because of his root in the name of Ma'adatzilus. They were from Biyah, but he was from Ma'adatzilus. So through this, the Madreg is lahoyrid Ma'im D'churim levarer birusheni, to sort a second time as a man shekvar hel b'man. That Ma'im Nukvin that they already brought up into hel b'malchus, so that he's going to be mevarer Yisus a second time. They can't do the other shvatim. They're in bria chulu. Shalamata mata matzilus, which is low than matzilus. V'zehu tisubena l'meisechem v'tishtachavenu l'almosi. They circled my bundle, the bow to my bundle. V'bchinas bitl mamesh, in a way of total subjugation. Ki below the hamayim d'churim di Yosef, because without Yosef's Mayim D'churim, loy nichlal aman shalem belakus mamesh, their Mayim Nukvim, what they brought, did not include in actual godliness. Rak shal yidei ha-Mayim D'churim di Yosef, shemavarim birur beis, only through the Mayim D'churim of Yosef, who sorts them out a second birur, sheyuchlulu bebitl amiti de ma, so they should be included in a true bitl of ma, This means that they bow down. Then they were included in Lukus. By Mashikos So now in the next piece, he gives you a little bit of a explanation on the preview what he said before, and he trying to explain a little bit more the pasuk and also the second dream, because in the first dream it says you're bundling to me, but in the other dream he actually had the shemesh v'yareach mishtachvim li. He also had Yaakov bowing to him. Here we said the whole thing is, we said that Yosef had a maila over the Shvatim, that the Shvatim can only bring it up to Malchus, and he is from the Atzilus Yosef, so he brings it down to them. But Yaakov is higher than Yosef. Why would Yaakov bow to Yosef? Okay, this is not, so that we need to understand. And Bechlau, what is the meaning of Hishtachavo? But he's going to say, when you bow, there's really two things. There's two things. Bowing means subjugation, but bowing also means hamshocha, that you bring down. He's going to say that by Yaakov, that bowing wasn't a bowing of subjugation, but rather Yaakov was mamshich the makif to Yosef without being the subjugation, without level of bittul. Yaakov needed that additional makif of Yaakov in order to be mamshich the level of chokhmah, or the level of Yosef, of Ma, of Atzilus, into the Biyam. So that's what he's going to explain now. V'hine lehovin biyur inyan v'tishtachavenu la'alumasi. To understand, to explain the idea of what it means to bow down to my alumasi, to my bond. Also, we need to understand the second dream. That the sun and the moon are bowing to me. What are we talking about? Who does these words talk about? It says Shemesh v'yireach. It's Yaakov. So they reach the means that we're talking about Yaakov. He says his father was guarding it, meaning so it's connected that the father waited for that. So eich yitochin, how is it possible? Sheyaakov shul lemaila b'madrege meYosef. Yaakov is in a higher madrege than Yosef. Ki hu bechinas guf. VeYosef bechinas bris. So he's a level of guf, and Yosef bechinas bris. So, b'afal gav the bris, the gufu bris kichoda. Although it's like together, like one, the guf and the bris. But still, mikomakoyim, still hu gavoya, still he's higher. I think maybe in Zoh he's the guf of Zoh, and he's like the bris. Seriously, so I'm not sure what it exactly is. But the bottom line is, Yaakov is on a higher level. Im kein, eich yishtachve liYosef. How will he bow to Yosef? This is surprising. Achoinyen, but the idea is, ki yishtachavo kelelos beis bechinas. When you bow down, that includes two levels. Ha'alev bechinas bitl. One is the level of subjugation, shabbat l'mishtachave, that he is subjugated and he bows chulu. K'moy, as for example, we say, Utsva ha-shamayim l'cho mishtachavim, the armies of the heavens bow to you, Shehem is batlin, that means that they are subjugated to Hashem, that's one inyan of ishtachavo. Habeiz hu inyan hamshocha, the second part is that they extend. Shemarchin roishoy u'mamshich elamata, that he bends his head and he brings it down below, he gives it down. Just like sometimes, we talked about before in the previous Maimer, Vayeshev Yaakov, when you sit, means to be mamshech. Harchon, when you bow, you also, actually there is, bowing sometimes means Mishtachavi means prostrating in the subway, means on the floor totally. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be a full subjugation because that's where you're on the floor. But when we talk about a curtsy, like a bow, and presumably in the dream of Shemesh Vereach, Mishtachavimli, what did he see exactly? How did they Mishtachavim over there is not Shaiches there, so there it's sort of bending their head towards me. That's what I'm assuming, that's what he says over here. So over there is Marchin Resh Mimshich Alamav. Ubaemes, he says, in the truth, Ha-Bahotalia. There really, one depends on the other. This level of subjugation, the level of Hamshocha are the hinges. Shal Yidei Habitl Goyrim Hamshocha Chulu. That when you're a bottle through, then you cause to be Mamshech. Over here we're saying the one that is doing the Shtachavoy is both. But he says, tag him, when you're a bottle to someone, the person is Mamshech to you. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the one who is bowing is also the one who is mamshich. V'chein yedua gam kein mishtachavo, also known that we bow shebishmeina esrei, when we do the amida, shemeina esrei ba'omre, baruch ato Hashem, that baruch ato Hashem, shu b'chinas bitl, v'gam hamshocha, it also extends al yidei shemarachin reishe. So, you bring down. So Taka is not if the person is bends, but he draws down with his bending through his bittel, he brings down the Amshocha Mil Milo. Umamshik Mibchinas Baruch Bibchinas Atok Mivur Priyetz Chaim. And he extends what he says, Baruch to the level, Baruch is Mamshik to be mamshich the level of ato baruch bebchinas ato kivur priz chaim derech ze. So that's by always. So you have the level of bittel, and which is the level of also of amshocha. Derech ze yuvon inyan batishtachaveno la'alumosim. Similarly, we understand the idea that they bow down to his alumosim. Hinei hashvotim kishehelu man b'malchus. When the shvotim brought up the mayim nukvim to the level of Malchus Atzilus, Utsrichim, Lo'eirer, Hamshachas Mad Atzilus. They need to arouse the level of Maim Duchurim, of Atzilus, Shalidei Zeikra Birur, which wouldn't do the main Birur, the Bittle B'mitzias, U'be'emes, Ein Ha Maim Duchurim, Hamshachim Elach, Sheyesh Ha'alos Maim Nukvim. The Mad cannot come down only after there is a full Halos Man. And the reason is, Kileis Birchos Sosharia Basari Kanya. Blessing cannot rest in an empty place. She told her to fill the vessels with a little bit of oil, so it could be more oil, because if it's empty, it doesn't go there. But you have a osuch shemen, you have a little oil, and she put in all the jars, then there can flow to fill them up. So rak sheyesh keli osheid ha'eir. When there is a keli, then there lights the oil. V'hamayim nukvinu keli lamat. And the Mayim Nukvi becomes the vessel, the vehicle, the container to bring down, to hold the mat. And Lochein, Kidei, Lo'er Ramshachas Mat de Yosef, in order to bring down the Mayim Nukvi of Yosef, Yitzorich Liyit Chilas Halos Manda Shvotim. So first you needed to bring up the Mayim Nukvi of the Shvotim, Bebechinas Bittel, in a level of Bittel, Lo'er Ramshachas Zu, to bring down this Hamshacha. That's what we needed, Chatchila, you needed the man, the mat. So far we don't know yet why we need the Yaakov, we don't need the Makiv over here. He's just telling you that before you can have the Mad of Yosef, you need the Man of the Shvatim to bring it down there. Gam Yuvin Zem and Moshel Gashmi. We also understand from physical Moshel, Bizivuk Zohar Nekeva, when there's mating of the male and the female. She'ein Kishu Yelu L'das. So it has to be knowingly. That's the only way you can have intimacy is only because the kishu, it only comes with us. Ukshani keva irechas shulchano. And when the female prepares her table, as nisei the tavis hazachar, then the desire of the zachar comes. So you can only be mashpia, so the nekeva has to arouse the interest of the male. And that's when the male And the male gives the has to come from the level of das, because it only works. But how does it come to the male, the level of das? It comes through the arousal of the nekeva. This means that you're, so he's going back to explain the whole Tashlachamim. This means that they surrounded your alumas. They made the vessel, and they brought up the Mayim Nukim, they bowed down to my alumas. When they bowed down also, they did two things. Aleph, habitl shalahem lo'ir in sof. One, that they were subjugated to the light of the Ein Sof. And Abayz, Shaydeze also Gamkin, Amshocha, that way they caused the Amshocha, Sheyum Shechamat, that the Mayim Dechurim should be extended, the Hainu, Sheyum Shechahoros Ein Sof, Bebechinas Yosef, that the infinite light in love of Yosef should become down. V'amshocha Zu Sheosu, hey. And this Amshocha that they made, Hainu Sheyum Shech Bechinas Ha'oir Pnimi B'Yosef. What they did is that the Oir Pnimi should come down to Yosef to come to them, that the Yosef's light should come down. That's the Hashtachavoa in the first dream. When they did this Hashtachavoa from, so they had the level of Bittel, and love of Amshocha, but Mishtachavoh di Yaakov, Hayorak inyan Amshocha levad. Yaakov was only Amshocha. Shehimshich b'chinas Amakiv liYosef chulu. He just brought the Makiv liYosef. So the question he asked was, Makiv is a greater Madrege, but he said it's a different level of, even though they're both Vatishtachaveno, Mishtachavim li, but it's a different kind of Ishtachavoh. There is a Ishtachavoh of Bittel, and through the Bittel you get the Amshocha. By Yaakov, if the level is, it's just the level of Amshocha without the level of Bittel. V'omnom, v'hine, Sibas, Sinas HaShvatim, Yosef al-Chalam HaYosef Kulu. What is the reason why the Shvatim hated Yosef for his dreams? What do they have against the dreams in this spiritual level that we're explaining now? In Malchus Datzilus, what is it? They made one mistake. It's known in the concept, it says that the Shvatim went up, the tribes of Yudke. There is 12 Gvule Alachsen in Zod Atzilus. In Zod Atzilus, there is Minikroim Shifte Yudke. They're called the Shifte Yudki that come from Avo. So which means in Atzilus itself, there is 12 Gvul Alachsim. There's no 12 Shvatim there yet, but there's 12 Gvul Alachsim, which is called, bound with different kind. I think when you make a different kind of Alachsim, you can get 12 kinds of measures. So there's this 12 measuring level of Zohar. It says Sheshom Alu Shvatim Shifte Yudkei. We call them the Shvatim of Yudkei, Yudkei, which is in the level of Atzilus. Ulzoi Savru Hashvatim Shalemato, and that's why the Shvatim below thought Sheshor Shomisham, that they are also rooted over there. They thought that they are rooted in the Yud Beis Gvul Alachsen in Atzilus. V'imkein Heim B'Madrega Achas Im Yosef. So then they are at the same level with Yosef. Shekulam Shorsham is Zod Atzilus. All of them come from Zod Atzilus. Yud Beis Alachsen, and he's from Yosef. Him came. Ain't Tzrichim Loi B'Shvil Hamshochas Hamad. They don't need him to be Mamshech the Mad for the Lech, for the final Birur. Sharei Kamoyu Kamoya. He is just like them, like him, like them. Mishay Reshechot B'Vichin Azo Shem Shom Hamshochas Hamad. Come from one level, from one root, which the mat comes from Zoh, they come from Zoh, he comes from Zoh. Avol tov bazeh, but they made a mistake in this. Ki emes sheshorshom mizoh kinal. Let it be true that their root is taken from Zoh. Avol heim ba'atzmam lamata bebriya. But their level themselves was in Briya. There is a root in Atzilus, but their level is Briya.
וכנאל ביניה בחינס יוד בייס בוקר שיאמה מדלם למיילה. As we said earlier, by the Yam Shel Shleima, that the 12 Bokar, the Yam stands on them, which means Malchus stands on the Yud Beis Bokar, who are the top of Bria. Hilkach, Heim Rak HaMailim, Mailim LeMalchus. So therefore they can only bring up the Mayim Nukvim to Malchus. Mashenkin Yosef Shalemato, but Yosef himself, who Atzme Bechinas Yisoy Da'atzilus, he himself is the Yisoy Da'atzilus. And that's why he said before, Yosef is the Bris, because the Bris is in the Yisoid. Okay, so he's Zoid. And Yaakov is the whole Guf, the whole Zod Atzilus the Guf. I think that's what before. So Yichinu Atzilus, Mamash, Lufikoch, who Davke Amam Shechmat, it's only Yosef that can bring on the mat. V'gam Tzrichim Loi. And they need him. V'heim Tzrichim Loi. So they need him. Umayish, Kumayish, Kosuf, V'ineis Yisulus Ben Alam Masechim Chul Kinal. You're bundles around my bundle, and my bundle gets up, and my bundle is mashpia to you. So while you think that you don't need me, you really need me. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and the Amshacha from Yaakov is mashpia from the level of the Makim.